Practical Magic, Disc 7.
As far as Jillian's concerned, it's all over and done with. "Well, hallelujah," she says when she goes back to the kitchen. "We got rid of him." Sally is already dealing with the lasagna noodles that have been congealing in the colander. She tries to pry them out with a wooden spoon, but it's too late. They're stuck together. She dumps the whole thing in the trash, and then she starts to cry.
"What is your problem?" Jillian asks.
It's times like these that provoke perfectly rational people to say what the hell and light up cigarettes. Jillian looks through the junk drawer, hoping to find an old pack, but the best she comes up with is a box of wooden matches.
"We got rid of them, didn't we?
We seemed totally innocent. In spite of that damn ring. I'll tell you, that thing scared the pants off me. That was like looking the devil right in the eye. But, honey, we fooled that investigator anyway, and we did a good job of it."
"Oh,"
Sally says, completely disgusted.
"Oh,"
she cries.
"Well, we did. We pulled it off, and we should be proud of ourselves."
"For lying?" Sally rubs at her leaking eyes and nose. Her cheeks are red, and she's snuffling like crazy, and she can't get rid of that awful feeling in the dead center of her chest.
"Is that what you think we should be proud of?"
"Hey," Jillian shrugs, "you do what you have to." She peers into the trash at the globby noodles. "Now what do we do for dinner?" That's when Sally throws the colander across the room.
"You're in bad shape," Jillian says.
"You'd better call your internist or your gynecologist or somebody and get a tranquilizer."
"I'm not doing this."
Sally grabs the pot of tomato sauce, to which she's added onions and mushrooms and sweet red pepper, and pours it into the sink.
"Fine."
Jillian is ready to agree to any reasonable plan.
"You don't have to cook. We'll get takeout."
"I'm not referring to dinner." Sally has grabbed her car keys and her wallet.
"I'm talking about the truth." "Are you out of your mind?"
Jillian goes after Sally, and when Sally keeps heading toward the door, Jillian reaches for her arm.
"Don't you dare pinch me,"
Sally warns her. Sally walks out onto the porch, but Jillian is still right behind her. She follows Sally down the driveway.